date night for Beau and Haley. So most Thursday nights are date night. What makes them interesting is how Beau and Haley use the time for hot romantic interludes. They also know they need to connect, unwind, and get caught up on what's going on at work and home. The giant margaritas at their favorite authentic Mexican restaurant help fit the bill with that. Most of the time, they don't talk specifically about their plans or what they are going to wear. She regularly wears classic old jeans that show off her firm, beautiful ass. They fit snugly over her closely cropped mound. As is often the case with Haley, tonight she is wearing an elegant collared cotton blouse. The buttons open above the point where her perfectly rounded breasts touch when she leans forward to kiss him. It's an amazing sight to see natural breasts so perfectly proportioned. The thought of holding and licking them, watching the nipples harden while lightly scrolling a finger around them and across them, flashes in Beau's mind every time he glances there. His attire is very casual, jeans and some fancy t-shirt that is fitted but not too tight. She remembers this shirt from another date. That night, she could see the muscles in his forearm roll back and forth, and his biceps flex each time he sunk his two middle fingers deep into her hole. That was a hot night. Would that happen tonight? It would certainly be memorable. Most of their dates were. The thought made her insides quiver and moisten a little. As they walked to the car, he was already imagining scenarios with his wife. Maybe tonight would be a new twist on one of the many hot nights they have shared over more than a dozen years. He loved to satisfy her. She was generally happy just lying side by side, naked together, and feeling his rod slide in and out. But occasionally, Haley craved the exotic lovemaking in the same way he did. At the very minimum, she always felt her canal lubricating just from wondering what he had in store for her. He was constantly imagining new places and scenarios. Just getting into the big Denali truck tonight stirred up thoughts of her leaning across the console to suck his cock on the way home. Maybe he would watch her pull her pants off and rub the juices from inside her pink slit and around her soft lips with her fingers. Watching her was magical. He learned so much about how she liked to be touched from the way she moved, spreading her lips, sliding a finger down her slit and back up, occasionally rubbing her fingers rapidly across and around her swollen clit. When she was in control of the sex, he could never tell what to expect. Would she tell him to lick her? Maybe she would make him watch her come from her own playing. Maybe it would be one of those wild nights where she would climb over to the back seat completely naked and get Beau to fuck her doggy style. If he was lucky, she might allow him first to slide his head under her so she could slide her hips back and forth. He loved to run her closely shaved wetness over his tongue, stopping only occasionally for him to suck her clit into his warm, wet mouth. He would stick his tongue into her tight hole, where she could move up and down for a few fleeting seconds, as if she was riding a small cock. But then again, this was just in the wondering. Perhaps he would keep control all evening. He might just keep teasing her until they were almost home. He could force her to have him pull into the nearby park. There, she would tear his jeans open and pull out his cock. She would climb on top and shove his pole into her wanting hole. They would have one grand seat clenching, leg squeezing, breast swelling, sweaty climax. Tonight would indeed be a little different. He had stopped by the adult toy store earlier in the afternoon. He had picked up a little something to try out during the evening. It's a little weird trying to figure out when to bring in new toys on a date night, because the mood is always different. Sometimes sparks begin from the moment she accidentally rubs her breast on his arm leaving the house. Other times, something unintentional is said at dinner, setting off a round of suggestive comments. The giant margaritas probably don't hurt. The nights when they are the only ones on the outside deck of the restaurant provide ample opportunity for them to touch a little more closely than normal. There was a lot of chit-chat on the way to the restaurant tonight, as she had so many things happen that day. He had a full day of making and returning calls, and his out-of-the-way jaunt to the adult store, which he purposely failed to mention during their conversation. That didn't keep things from warming up, though. Good communication is one of the biggest parts of having a successful marriage, and this kind of sharing is what makes the passion more than just sex. Between this couple, the mental and emotional attraction they share makes their pleasure-seeking time together that much hotter. So for short, while he forgot about the surprise tucked between the leather seats of the truck, but then she began very slowly, almost incidentally, tickling the shaft and head of his cock through his jeans with her nails. That made his mind start to race once again. He was definitely not going to make it home with his bloated testicles full of cum. A small drop had already escaped from the engorged head, lodged several inches down the inside of the left leg of his jeans. He knew that it was going to be that type of night. At some point, he would need to slam his cock into her again and again to satisfy it. To make sure she was plenty wet and ready, he knew he was going to make use of that new purchase. Waiting on the bill to come, he leaned over shoulder to shoulder with his beautiful wife. He lightly scratched her mound through her jeans and told her that he had a surprise waiting in the car. He asked her if she was ready to take some direction. Was she ready to try something new? This sort of question always made her pause. What should she expect? How crazy was he planning to be? Was it safe? Was it somewhere really in public? Could it hurt? Would someone else see? She had to trust him. It had always been great before, so she agreed again to try something new. She leaned over and planted a wet kiss on his lips as they both got up to leave. That sealed the deal and let him know that she was confident and ready for anything. She left by his side. One hand held the strap of her purse near her shoulder. The other hand was tucked into his rear jean pocket. They both knew that wouldn't be the last time she would be pulling his ass toward her this date night. As he opened the door and helped her into the Denali, he asked her to undo a couple more buttons on her blouse. By the time he got around to his side and into the driver's seat, she had unbuttoned three more. They offered an amazing view and easy access. When she leaned over the console toward him, he thought she might be wanting to suck his cock while he drove. His mind raced, wanting to see her head bobbing up and down on his meat. But he also wanted to see her naked lips spread apart for his new toy he bought. Before he could make a decision, she had her hand on the new toy and was rubbing it across his lap. It was made of blown glass and had a round, bulbous end followed by concentric rings of glass halfway down the artsy phallic shaft. In a few seconds, she was slowly sliding the ring shaft into her mouth and out again, as if it were his cock that she was slowly working. He suggested that she take off her jeans so he could see what she could really do with that thing. She leaned back halfway against the door in the leather seat and lifted her hips. She slid her jeans slowly left and right down her thighs. As the jeans cleared her hips, her transparent panties came to view. They hinted of thin wisps of hair in a neat strip leading to her supple mound. She pushed her legs up in the air, suggesting he help her pull the jeans the rest of the way off. He readily obliged while looking into her eyes for a hint of what kind of intensity she might be planning for this show. For good reason, he wondered. His wife was as diverse in her desires and lovemaking as anyone might be. Sometimes she could touch and be touched for hours, slowly building into multiple rounds of slow, steady orgasms. Other times, she would whisper in his ear, fuck me now. They would look for the nearest locale where she would typically drop to her knees for an instant to pull out his cock. She would suck it until it was hard and slathered in wetness. Then she would bend over and guide his cock into her for a rapidly escalating and sometimes noisy fuck. They would both be breathless afterwards. Tonight looked like it was going to test his staying power. Drops of pre-cum were already soaking into his boxers as he watched her draw the glass phallus from end to end along her slit. Every few strokes, she would stop and rub the head around the top of her swollen slit. In between, it was evident she got a bit of an electric sensation from rubbing the rib sections of the glass over her panty-bound lips. She soon had her panties pulled to the side, rubbing the ribbed edges against her now free pussy lips. Whether it was to satisfy a growing need of her own or whether it was to further taunt her man, she decided to pull her lips apart with one hand and slowly insert the glass rod into her hole. Just a little at first, then more. Soon, almost the entire rod was planted up to the hilt and making a sweet, wet, sucking sound as she pulled against it. The dildo was fighting against her body's natural desire to keep it in. Then it would pull completely out and drag her juices up and around the hood of her swollen clit. Up and back and down, over and over, all the way down to her tight ass. Steadily, back and forth, she stroked the glass cock. It turned sideways as she drew it to her. Sometimes it pushed the skin around her clit hard so that the hot red bud stretched out of its hiding place. Other times it moved so softly he couldn't tell if she was actually touching herself or not. She gazed at him and whispered, "What do you want me to do?" He whispered back that she should rub her clit while she put the glass dildo in and out very slowly. She smiled and obliged. He asked her to pull on her clit so he could see it. She did. He asked her to rub her clit back and forth between her fingers. She did that too. He asked what she wanted, and she whispered that she wanted him to lick her. He leaned over the seat and propped her left leg over his right shoulder. Then, putting his right hand under her ass, he lifted her to his mouth. He grabbed the rib glass cock and began working it slowly in and out. All the while, he teased her clit and lips with his flinting tongue. As he felt her hips rise more and more to meet his mouth, he concentrated on fully sucking her swollen clit in and out through his wet lips. When he looked up, he could see her gorgeous breasts standing like majestic mountains, swaying under the push and pull of her hands. They jutted upward as she swept her tongue over the extended nipples. Then the first wave hit. She gripped her breast with both hands and squeezed them as completely as she could. Redness spread across the center of her chest and up her neck as she came. Her face was taut with the sense of release that comes only after this type of slow buildup. Another wave hit, and she came again. She pushed his head away as her clit had gotten suddenly super sensitive. But her pussy still needed to be pounded more. It was only seconds, but it seemed like minutes as more waves of pleasure passed through her. Her canal tightened more and more. It refused to let the glass cock out as he continued pushing it fully into her tight, wet hole. A few minutes later, her chest and thighs glistened. She opened her eyes and said, "I am ready for my dessert." She rolled her half-naked torso forward and over his lap. She reached directly into his jeans and grabbed his stiff cock while she unzipped him the rest of the way. Haley engulfed his trembling meat and sucked slowly and purposefully. Her hands gripped his shaft firmly and followed the movements of her mouth up and down. It didn't take long for the tension to build. She could feel his balls tightening as he edged closer to shooting in her mouth. She sucked just ahead as she gently squeezed his balls. She wanted to tease him a little before pulling him fully into her mouth. She knew he would surely come shortly. Bo put both hands on her head, softly grabbing her hair, knowing that in a few seconds he was going to have to plant his full shaft into her mouth as he came. They drove home slowly, putting clothes back in place and buttoning things previously unbuttoned, both satisfied and happy. What a great tradition this was. Date night.